Well, I think what I'd like to have you do, Eileen, is to educate us a little bit today with your words and with your music. You want to get us started on that?
Well, one of the causes that I marched for the most and collected petitions over and sang at benefits for has always been environmental issues, and in particular, trying to save the trees. It seems an absurd thing sometimes when I go to England and talk about trees. They kind of look at me like, well, isn't Canada nothing but trees? And yet the politics of forests is so important, and the forests of Canada are not what they once were. The giant trees have been falling and continue to fall, surprisingly, for many people, until there's almost none of them left. I grew up in Ontario, and there an old-growth forest would be about 400 years old, and the boreal forest is now finally getting some worldwide attention for its importance in terms of carbon in the atmosphere and the lungs of the planet, but also in terms of the ecosystem and the animals that thrive in the boreal forest, which is huge in Canada. It goes from Newfoundland all the way northwest in this great swath of the Canadian Shield right up to the Arctic. And so the boreal forest is finally getting some attention. A bit more attention has been paid to our west coast temperate rainforests, where the giants continue to fall. And that's where I live now. I live on Vancouver Island. I have seen trucks go by carrying the remains of an old growth tree. And it's an appalling thing to think of what a magnificent creature, what a magnificent life has just been ended for the sake of board feet when we have so many second growth trees. And if the forests were managed properly, there shouldn't be a need for taking down any more of the old growth. So right from the beginning of my music career and from a very early age in my life, before I began my music career, I've been involved in trying to raise awareness about the importance of old growth forests and the need to protect them. The song Requiem for the Giants was written about one of the boreal forest areas in Ontario, where I had actually canoed many times in an area called Temagami. This song is on one of my earlier albums, the Turn It Around album, and it's both a lament and, I guess, a bit of a Irish-style rant about the taking down of living beings who have been here for, well, since Shakespeare was alive.
Requiem for the Giants, Eileen McGann.
Fallen grew in virgin forest land that never white man knew, in woodland silence it rose and flourished, by northern wind was shaped, from earth and sky was nourished. White pine, silver birch, sing their names in requiem. Giants of our northern land, we'll never see your likes again. White pine, silver birch, sing their names in requiem. Giants of our northern land, we'll never see your likes again. 200 years ago, the giants ruled the shield, till white man came and saw the prophets they could yield. They fell like thunder and left no trace, but giant stumps that stand as headstones in their